Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
All right, let's see what lessons Juliana Viripi has in store for us this morning. Let's see what clarity we can get in terms of our finances, how we manage it, how we spend it, especially because it is officially month end. And there's a lot to be done, man. A lot you need to pay for. A lot of things that you also want, on the other hand. But let's see what her conversation and tip is all about this morning.
Good morning and welcome to today's topic on how to merge, combine your finances as a couple without losing your identity. But before we do that, let us quickly go into our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gained over the years. How do you combine your income without losing yourself, without losing your dreams? That little self-care routine, that little boys' night out, that little leisure expenses. There are a few ways that we can go about it. I'm going to give you four, and then I'm going to give you my recommendation. In number one, you guys can do a 50-50 split. So each one keeps their income as in their checking accounts, and with all expenses, each one contributes a 50% on each expense of the household. The second one is the highest income earner pays for everything. The third one is a percentage split. So this is dependent on the income that each one brings, and a percentage of that is then taken for the household expenses. And fourthly, lastly, a joint account where the household expenses are combined and all of the income that both parties bring in is then paid into the same joint account, and all the expenses of both parties are then deducted from this joint account. Joint accounts is highly recommended after you guys have tied the knot. But if you guys see a future and tying the knot is not within the plans, but you guys still want to merge your expenses and your income, you guys can also open up a joint account. So now, how do you maintain your individuality? Especially with a joint account, individuality is mostly where it can get lost. But here is where you can then, or my advice is that where you can then keep your individuality, is that you guys can have three accounts: his account, her account, and then the joint account. So how this mostly works is that all of the income from both parties are then paid into your joint account, where your expenses for the household goes off, your savings that you guys have as a joint household also goes off, and then whatever is left is then split 50-50 between the two individuals, is then paid into each one's personal account. Working together and combining your finances is combining your life, combining your future goals, combining your dreams, combining your fears. So this is very advisable. And from there, you then have your own individual life, where then your money, the remaining money, is then paid into each individual's personal banking accounts, where each one can then spend the money however they choose to spend it without having to overly explain themselves. So here's a very important tip of the day. Please have open communication when it comes to your finances. Please make sure that you communicate your debts, communicate your expenses, communicate your spending habits to your partner. And if you are on ITC, please open that up so that your partner is aware before combining your expenses and your income. On that note, if you guys have loved today's topic and you guys would like me to share more, kindly call me on 0816448286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, OC. Appreciate it. Wisdom right there.
Yeah, man. Relationships and finances. That you definitely have to straighten out. So keep that in mind. Your account, your partner's account, and then the joint account together.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shaquan. 8:58. When we get to the other side, we get to see what's happening with the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.